President Bush says this morning he is today sending Congress a proposed resolution giving him authority to use military force against Iraq. Mr. Bush made his comments following a meeting with the Secretary of State, Colin Powell.
This is a chance for Congress to indicate support. A chance for Congress to say we support the administration's ability to keep the peace. That's what this is all about.
President Bush talking to reporters at the White House this morning, and joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about this proposed congressional resolution?
We haven't actually seen the text yet, but we do know that it will be a strongly worded proposal. It will also be open-ended. The most significant thing is what we just heard from the president. It will explicitly give the administration permission to use the U.S. armed forces in the president's stated goal of toppling Saddam Hussein from power. The president said today that he has to have that ability in this Oval Office photo op. He said that the White House has to have that if the administration is going to have the ability to, quote, keep the peace. The resolution also, as proposed, would have Congress restate its policy, first passed back in 1998, that the policy of the United States government is regime change in Iraq. So that's what we know so far as to what will be in it.
How does the White House expect Congress to react to the president's suggestions?
They are expecting a positive reaction. The leadership from both parties in both the House and the Senate has already expressed strong support for giving the president this authority. And they say that they expect to hold a vote on this well before the elections. Certainly there is some dissent in Congress and some members again from both parties who oppose military action at this point. Generally, they say it's because the White House hasn't answered some very critical questions, and they are making that argument to reporters today as this proposal is being sent up there. But ultimately, the administration is very confident that this will pass. It wants it to pass big. We'll see what kind of margin it ultimately has.
Did the president have anything to say this morning about the ongoing UN discussions over Iraq?
Right. Those discussions are about when the weapons inspectors will come in and some of the logistics relating to that. He says that discussions that underway basically confirm the skepticism he's voiced on this over the past couple of days. First, he says there are no negotiations to be held with Iraq. He says they have nothing to negotiate. They are, the president said this morning, the people who said they would not have any weapons of mass destruction. So negotiations are over as far as the White House is concerned. He said it's up to the UN Security Council to lay out resolutions that confirm what Iraq has already agreed to. He says that is why the UN needs to move forward quite forcefully now.
But there is discussion in the UN about what to do. What kind of international backing does the president expect?
The president had a three-word answer when asked that today. He said, time will tell. But then he went on to say that at the United Nations Security Council, it is important that this body understand that the very credibility of the United Nations is at stake. And he mentioned Britain here, which has been the U.S.'s strongest supporter. He said that he expects the nations to all come around to the position that the U.S. and Britain have articulated.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.